Labor negotiations, strikes, and meetings dominate Iowa news. Senator Humphrey will visit Des Moines tonight. More disasters strike India. Bob Burlingame, KIOA News, presented by the motor oil that's worth asking for, Pennzoil, the pure Pennsylvania oil that contains its own additive Z7.
If you have one of those newer automobiles, you probably noticed the manufacturer says you can drive your car further between oil changes. Combine that with summer driving and weekend holidays, and you may be stretching your oil a bit too far. Today, you need double protection from your motor oil. Pennzoil motor oil gives you double protection. First, you get a pure Pennsylvania oil that is known to be the world's richest, toughest motor oil. Second, you get extra protection for those risky extra miles of driving because Pennzoil contains Z7, its own complete additive. Additive Z7 cleans away deposits of carbon and varnish in your engine and holds them safely in suspension. It prevents rust and excessive wear. If you use ordinary motor oil, trained mechanics will tell you to buy an additive and add it to your oil. But not if you use Pennzoil, because Pennzoil adds the additive for you at the refinery and at no extra cost to you. For double protection, ask for Pennzoil. Wherever you go for gasoline or service, Pennzoil.
Some 3,250 Iowans paying $25 each are expected to greet Democratic vice presidential nominee Humphrey at Des Moines Auditorium tonight in what is described as the biggest dinner audience in the history of that building. Doors will open at 8 p.m. for free public admission for persons invited to hear Humphrey's speech, expected to begin about 8:45. Before coming to Des Moines, Humphrey will address the Iowa Federation of Labor Convention at Davenport in company with Democratic Governor Hughes. On fringes of that labor meeting, Republican gubernatorial candidate Hultman has been the center of heated discussion, during which one of his supporters, a union carpenter from Cedar Rapids, reportedly came close to blows with another delegate who was questioning Hultman. Financial problems faced the Iowa Federation of Labor after last year's expensive campaign to defeat the so-called Schaff plan of legislative reapportionment. Because of that pinch, the Iowa Building Trades Council is urging the Labor Convention at Davenport to recommend readmission of the Teamsters Union to the National AFL-CIO. The Polk County Labor Council wants per capita payments to the Iowa Federation boosted from 10 to 15 cents a month. Adoption of both proposals would raise the Federation's income by about $60,000 a year. Incidentally, no one can say in this political campaign that opposition candidates are about to steal the gold from Iowa's Capitol Dome. There's none there, and State House Superintendent McMahill says it will be next spring before a new coat of gold leaf is applied to the dome, which meanwhile will wear a coat of white base paint. Speaking of money, this is the last day to pay second-half Iowa real and personal property taxes without penalty of 0.75% per month. Payments by mail postmarked before this midnight will be accepted by county treasurers in Iowa without penalty. A Waterloo court injunction forbids mass picketing of the Rath packing plant there by striking unionists. The injunction was issued after strikers had swarmed around a plant gate delaying entrance of two cattle trucks. At Moline, Illinois, negotiations are underway for a new Deere & Company labor contract involving plants at Des Moines, Waterloo, Dubuque, and Ottumwa. Deere is Iowa's largest employer. On other labor fronts, 60,000 dock workers along the Atlantic and Gulf Coasts have scheduled a strike for midnight after rejecting proposals by White House mediators. Nor is any settlement expected this week of the auto workers' strike against General Motors. Scheduled for public unveiling today at Edwards Air Force Base in California is a previously secret interceptor plane, the A-11, which can fly more than 2,000 miles an hour or three times the speed of sound. Busy New Orleans International Airport has reopened after being closed 10 hours by a Braniff DC-6 airliner that got stuck in the mud when it edged off a runway. To get the plane back on the slab required the combined efforts of a winch truck tractor and Air Force mud balloons. Overseas, two more disasters have hit India, already rocked by famine and rioting. A reservoir has burst in South India, drowning a town of 25,000 population under 10 feet of water. And heavy seas off the East Indian coast have swamped 75 fishing boats, leaving 450 fishermen dead. But there's happier news from the Vatican Council, which has voted that Roman Catholic bishops share with the Pope in governing their church, and also has approved a permanent body of both married and single deacons holding holy orders just below the priesthood. Associated Press reports that President Johnson, if elected, plans a trip to Western Europe before this year ends, and also a later meeting with Soviet Premier Khrushchev. Goldwater is spending today campaigning by train across Ohio after charging in Cincinnati that the Johnson administration is soft on communism. Weather in Des Moines and the rest of Iowa is clear to fair except for clouds from Sioux City to Mason City. Wind is from south and east with temperatures now in mid to upper 40s on their way to afternoon highs from 65 northwest to mid 70s southeast. While conditions will be clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow with little temperature change, but Friday may bring scattered showers. Detta Burns is a 2-year-old Des Moines boy, Terry Keene, son of Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Keene, 342 East Wall. While playing with 3-year-old Cindy Wood, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Max Wood, 345 Wall, the Keene child opened a can of lawnmower gasoline, which apparently ignited from a water heater pilot light. The dead boy's mother is in Wilden Hospital for treatment of shock.